Put dolls in your washing machine, finest dolls you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I just saw Chucky. There doesn't seem to be any change in his condition, Dr. Bowling.
I consider that a very hopeful note. He's holding his own. With the passing of each day, I feel inclined to be more optimistic.
I don't think I need tell you I've been going through a living hell. Not that you're particularly interested. I fully appreciate your sympathies being with my wife.
I'd rather not comment on that.
I was certain I'd run into Mater this morning.
She's in the hospital. She was here at 7. If I'm not mistaken, she's having a cup of coffee with Dr. Leland. I'd like to make a suggestion, White.
Yes?
I wouldn't attempt, if I were you, to see Mater. She's...
Supposing you permit me to use my own judgment.
It's only a suggestion.
Doctor, I've arranged for a brain specialist from San Francisco to examine Chucky. Look at the x-rays. He's reputed to be the best man on the West Coast. Dr. Davis?
Yes, I know who he is. I think Dr. Davis will tell you pretty much what we've told you. There isn't anything for us to do but wait. But of course, I fully understand you're wanting to get another opinion from another source.
I won't have time to see my wife this morning. When you see her, Bowling, will you tell her that Dr. Davis will be here around 4 this afternoon and that I'll see her then? If there's any change in Chucky's condition, I hope you'll be good enough to let me know immediately.
Of course. Do you want me to be present when Dr. Davis arrives?
I'll leave that entirely up to you, Dr. Bowling.
It's obvious to you, isn't it, Dr. Bowling, how shaken Ted White is? No doubt you wonder, as I do, if he feels himself responsible for the accident that occurred while his young son was taking a boxing lesson. An accident that resulted in a head injury, in the child's loss of consciousness, which he has not as yet regained. And you, Ted, as you drive to your office in Hollywood, your thoughts are only concerned with the recovery of your son. The whys and the wherefores of the accident are unimportant to you. Everything is unimportant to you. But Chucky. You are in your office only a short time when Bill Bauer, the uncle of Chucky, demands to see you. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For White, White washes without red hands. The swing is back to Does.
Yes, White, White washes without red hands. That's why I've gone back to Does.
How about you? If you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then just accept this challenge. Next wash day, try the one and only Does. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean. And gets towels and linens so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. So make next wash day Dove's day. See why women everywhere are saying,
for white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove's.
Yes? Bill Bauer. Tell him I'm in conference. I won't be able to see him today. That's right. Yes.
That's an old agency gag, Ted, in conference. You should have known better to use it on me.
As far as you're concerned, Bill, I'm in conference now and in the future.
I'm sorry, old chap, but there are a few things I want to get straightened out.
Now, look here, Bill. You're not yourself. You've been...
I'm very much myself, and don't tell me I've been drinking because I haven't.
I'm busy, and I have too much on my mind to bother with you this morning.
Well, whether you like it or not, you're going to bother with me. Because I'm going to get at the bottom of something, and you're going to have to give me a few answers. Why did you fire me, Ted? Now, don't get the impression that I've come here begging for my job back, because I haven't. But what I want to know is why you fired me.
The reason should be obvious to you.
You told me that what happened between you and Maida made absolutely no difference as far as our business relationship was concerned. You knew when you talked with me about a contract, a 5-year contract, that Maida had been given temporary custody of Chucky. We even talked about my so-called drinking. You told me what a great future I had here with the agency. You can't have forgotten what you said, Ted.
I remember very well what I said.
You even went so far as to tell me the reason you wanted to put me under contract. You didn't want me to walk out on you. You didn't want to lose a man you trained. A very valuable man. 24 hours later, no contract, no nothing. Why, Ted?
The reason isn't too important.
It is to me.
I'd rather not discuss it, Bill.
You'd rather not discuss it? Do you know what kind of a situation I'm in? I'm living in a new house I didn't want. That was your idea. Yours and Bertha's. I'm in debt over my head. That's the way you wanted it. And I know the reason why you wanted that particular thing. You had it figured out that if I were indebted to you and to a mortgage company, Maida wouldn't leave you. But you figured her wrong, didn't you? Oh, I know the reasons for a great many things you've done. But I don't know why you fired me.
It's just one of those things. One or two men of the company didn't think you were too stable.
That's a lie, and you know it. Even your superior, Mr. Wilson, couldn't figure it out. He wasn't supposed to say anything to me. You were going to do the firing yourself. But I happened to be in his office.
So I understand.
I happened to be discussing terms of the contract with him. So don't try to tell me about two other guys. You're the one responsible for my losing my job here. You're the one who fired me, not anyone else.
Very well, Bill. Inasmuch as you're so insistent upon knowing why you were discharged, I'll tell you. Had Bertha kept her end of the bargain, you'd still be with us.
Bertha?
I was under the impression that you had an intelligent wife. But I think in this instance she was rather stupid. At this point, of course, whether she kept her bargain or not is immaterial.
What about Bertha?
Why don't you ask her? I'd prefer not to go into the matter.
What about my wife, Ted? How does she figure in it?
She might have, but she didn't. And as I said a moment ago, circumstances being what they are, it doesn't make too much difference. My only concern now is my son.
What about Bertha, Ted? What kind of a deal did you try to make with her? You did say something about a bargain, didn't you?
It would be much better if we did not discuss it. Better for you and for your wife.
Don't worry about me or Bertha. I'm not leaving here, Ted, till I get it straight.
Very well, if you insist. Bertha had been somewhat concerned over your drinking. I felt that if you had reasonable security, you'd come through with flying colors.
The stress you put on my drinking is a little ridiculous. You know that, don't you?
That's a matter of opinion. During our conversation...
What conversation?
My conversation with Bertha, of course.
When did this conversation take place?
What difference does it make? We naturally touched upon the divorce proceedings. Bertha intimated that she hoped I'd obtain the custody of Chucky. For very definite reasons.
Bertha hoped that you...
He seemed fully aware, as I'd been, of Nata's instability, her emotions, and Chucky's coolness toward his mother.
Bertha couldn't have said anything like that.
But she did. And what she said was the truth. And I asked her if she would testify as a witness for me in the divorce.
You? Oh, a deal, huh? A bargain.
She hesitated, of course. After all, as she said, Nata is your sister.
You sure know how to put the screws on, don't you?
Upon thinking it over, well, she was somewhat afraid of you and of your reaction if she testified against your sister.
A nice bit of bribery, wasn't it? A job for her husband. Security for the next 5 years. A house in Beverly Hills. You're lower than I thought anyone could ever get. And Bertha listened to you. I had you pegged in the first place. But good Lord, I didn't think you'd... Well, what else can you expect of anyone who'd murder his own son?
Be careful of your choice of words.
That's what you are. That's what you are. Maybe I'm weak, Ted. Maybe I'm a lot of things. But I'm not a briber. I'm not a murderer. You know, Ted White, I'd rather see Chucky dead than have you...
Bill! I've heard enough, do you understand?
How can you live with yourself? How can you live with yourself?
Every gal who's washed a wise buys her does in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and does is the soap that gives you white, white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get white, white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hand.
Does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. the result of a consultation with Dr. Davis, brain specialist from San Francisco, in the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.